Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Army Radio. And with me today is Stephen Cochran. And, you know, you look at the things that are going on in the world of bass fishing, in particular with the Weekend Warrior. And, Steve, you're involved with a great organization called the American Bass Anglers Association. Tell me a little bit about what you guys do, what your involvement is. I mean, I know you guys are a very, very large organization.
Well, American Bass Anglers is the largest weekend tournament trail for the weekend angler. And I'm a director for them. I'm on District 32, which is up here on Kentucky Lake. And it started out this year, our nationals this year is the 30th anniversary. They used to be military bass anglers, and they had started back in the 80s on Lake Livingston, I think they said, and they used to run match tournament, you know, at the end of the nationals, top 25. They matched them up in a ranger boat and sent them out with the observers. And today, you know, the nationals last year, we had 300 boats.
Unbelievable. The size, you know, the thing that I think a lot of people miss in the world of bass fishing is just how many people we've got out there participating. You know, we always talk about, well, there's 60 million, 50 million, whatever people participate in fishing, and about 35 million in bass fishing. But in reality, you know, the people that are involved, they're just involved in a big way. The passion for the sport continues to grow.
Oh, yeah, sure does. And I'll tell you, Morris Sheehan, he's got it going on. You know, this past year he started this college team. You know, all the college boys that want to fish, they can get up their own team from each college, come out and fish. It doesn't cost them anything to fish. They're competing against each other. They're not competing against the weekend anglers. And they're fishing for $9,000 worth of scholarships. First place scholarships, $5,000. Plus there's other prizes for their school, you know, like $1,500 shopping spree at Gander Mountain. All kind of incentives to try to get the young people involved in this, and as well as learning their trade in college, they're learning the trade of fishing as well.
Well, you know, you talk about all the things that are involved in just getting out there and participating on the weekend and how we grow the sport. And, you know, that seems to me that that's really a good mechanism to get the young people, you know, the people that are just coming out of school involved in this sport.
Well, sure. You know, it just gets them off the street.
Well, I always say, if I've got them fishing, they're not going to be breaking into my car, so that's what I always look at. But,
exactly.
You know, it's a thing. You live in Ashland City, Tennessee, and you've got, as you mentioned, a district that covers Kentucky Lake. But, you know, this organization's across the country.
Oh, yes, sir. We've got 106 districts. They run from California to Florida and all the way back up to Maine.
So big, big organization. You can get involved really easy because all you have to do is go to the American Bass Anglers Association website and you can see everything that's out there, where the tournaments are and everything else.
Oh, right. It's AmericanBassAnglers.com and there's, we have over 900 tournaments a year and it's in several states. This year they're running a special going on and it's a little sweepstakes. You don't even have to be a member. You just sign up for it and once a month they have a drawing and they, you win either a membership or you can win fishing trips. You can win all kinds of stuff, lifetime memberships. They've got several different things, and you don't have to be a member to enter. You just sign up for it and send it in.
Well, besides being a tournament director, you're also an avid angler as well.
Yes, sir. I live out on the water. I'm out there 4 or 5 days a week, and I fished about 43 tournaments last year, of which 27 I won.
Man, you can't hardly beat that. You must be out there beating the water enough that you know where the fish are at.
I know where some of them are. I don't know where all of them are. I wish I did, but I don't.
Well, you know, another thing that comes to mind is you're also involved in the country music business.
Yes, sir. I'm a singer-songwriter. I've been in Nashville since 84. I've toured for about 15 years, and so I've got a few songs and some movies, acted in a couple movies, and opened shows for several.
Well, and you also, in the fishing business, you also got a theme song for a television show.
Yes, sir. Mr. Mike Wells, Four Rivers Outdoors. He's been a buddy of mine for 19 years, and I saw him last summer, and he played his show for me, and he said he needs a theme song, and asked me to write him one, so about 3 weeks later, I had it completed, so it's on PAX TV, and then up in Kentucky, it's on their local channels there, and it's got the thing cut, and it tickled him to death, so it's on every Saturday morning at 5:30 a.m., and you'll see yours truly in the studio at the beginning of every show.
Well, how about that? I mean, you must have a face for television then, huh?
Well, been on it several times in the past. It's not as young-looking as it used to be.
Well, don't you have a son as well that's in the music business?
Yes, sir. He's a Marine Recon Scout. He served in Baghdad and went to Afghanistan. Of course, last year he broke his back in Afghanistan. But a couple years ago, I cut 3 songs on him. And then here last week, I finished up 6 more on him. I'm really proud of him. He's 25, and he's got one heck of a voice, so I'm hoping that it'll go real well for him.
Well, you're in the right neck of the woods down there near Nashville. You know, when you think about it, the hotbed for country music is right there in Nashville, and I'm sure that's why you're located there.
Yeah, I came here strictly for the music business, and in 92, my music manager had a bass boat, so he took me out in the tournament, and he got me hooked. And then about 3 years later, he retired and sold his bass boat, and I was running around trying to find out how I was going to fish because I didn't have one, and a buddy of mine, Timmy Mason at Bass Pro Shop, turned me onto American Bass Angler. So I joined them 3 years ago, and I've qualified for the Nationals 3 years straight, and now I'm a boat owner. And lucky for me this year, I got sponsored by Champion Boats and C&O Marine here in White Bluff, and C&O Marine, they've just taken me under their wing. If it wasn't for those boys up there, I'd just be running around still fishing on the banks and hoping somebody would take me for a ride.
Well, you know, success, really, it's funny. You know, you talk to the big name pros, you talk to the weekend guys, but, you know, you can go out and fish and spend your own money and do a really good job, but then it becomes thin at times. But when you got those great sponsors that are helping you along the way, that really helps your fishing as well.
Oh, exactly. You know, I had a Nitro, and this year I got sponsored by Champion, and first Champion boat I'd sat in, and it just blew me out of the water. I mean, it was like going down the lake sitting on your couch. And so I was just really, really blown away with it, and I love the folks at Champion. They've taken good care of me, and C&O Marine, like I said, they're like a family. And in ABA, they're just unreal. You know, everybody's been really super to me this year, and I'm just so blessed. What I can say is I'm so blessed to be with such a great organization on all counts. And the folks with the ABA that you fish with are just so, you know, the majority are ex-military, and then you have your civilians, we have lady anglers, we have the college kids, and it's just, you know, one great big family.
Well, when you talk about 900 events, you know, and what's going on there, and there's no doubt about it, American Bass Anglers is not resting on their laurels. They come out with new programs every year. But that classic, that championship's got to be a treat, too.
The Nationals, yes, sir, they treat you just like, you know, I mean, it's just like Bassmasters. I fished Celebrity Bassmasters tournament here back 6-7 years ago on Old Hickory Lake, and I was one of the celebrities to get paired up with a Bassmaster Pro. And the ABA Nationals is just as big, and I mean just as professional. And, you know, Ray Scott, he was our MC 2 years ago, and last year we had, my mind's slipping me now, Gerald Swindle come out. And he helped MC with Mo, and it was unbelievable. You have 603 anglers, 300 boats, and it was just going right through the line and weigh the fish in. We had 469 bags of fish weighed in.
Unbelievable. You know, you think...
smooth as clock.
Well, you know, Gerald Swindle, you talk about him. I bet he had a couple of one-liners for you, didn't he?
Yeah, he had several one-liners. Excellent, excellent pro.
Yeah, there is nobody like him. Of course, he was the BASS Angler of the Year last year and one of the you know, up-and-coming stars in our sport, no question about it. But, you know, Steve, it's one of those things where you just continually look at the weekend guys. And here at Bass Fan, of course, we're launching the Bass Fan Army. American Bass Anglers is going to be one of the trails we follow in that. And we're going to do the Bass Fan Radio Army version of Bass Fan Radio here all the time, and we'll have a lot more guys from American Bass Anglers as well as a lot of the other trails across the country, and I appreciate you being with me.
Sir, it's been a pleasure, and I appreciate you.
Steve, have a great day. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.